Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Power outage triggers dozens of emergency calls across Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. As Thursday's widespread power outage swept across Campbell County, firefighters and first responders were inundated with calls ranging from fire alarms and hazardous material reports to multiple grass fires sparked by downed electrical lines. According to the Campbell County Fire Department press log, the first call came in at 12:46 p.m. for a fire alarm on Raymond Street, followed minutes later by hazardous material investigations on Sunridge Avenue and St. Andrews Lane. Medical emergencies, smoke investigations, and additional alarms continued to stack up as the outage intensified. Several grass fires were reported in rapid succession, all believed to be ignited by electrical lines. At 1:12 p.m., crews responded to the Sioux Ranch fire along Turner Crest Road, which burned 108 acres before being contained. Shortly after, responders tackled the Windsock fire at 62 South Highway 59, contained at 24 acres, and the Little Bates Creek fire at 66 South Highway 59, which burned 44 acres. Other calls included gas leaks, elevator rescues, and repeated hazardous materials investigations across the county, stretching fire crews thin while utilities teams worked to stabilize the power grid. Calls continued steadily until early evening, with the final reported medical emergency coming at 5:44 p.m. on Rieta Drive. Officials say the surge in calls reflects how quickly conditions can escalate during major outages and express gratitude for the public's cooperation and for the firefighters who spent the day racing from one incident to the next. Campbell County Commissioners refine nuclear waste resolution, remove public vote language. Campbell County Commissioners on Thursday approved several amendments to a resolution aimed at blocking the storage of high-level spent nuclear fuel within the county. The updates sharpen legal definitions, remove references to a public vote, and add language emphasizing industry responsibility and early communication with local officials. According to County 17, the board clarified that the resolution targets only high-level nuclear waste, not the lower-level materials handled by oil and gas, medical facilities, or uranium mining. Commissioners added federal definitions from the Nuclear Waste Policy Act and cited Wyoming statutes that already prohibit importing or storing high-level waste. One major change removed a sentence suggesting the county could pursue a public vote. County attorneys advised such a vote is not allowed under state law. Instead, the amended resolution highlights the importance of public input and expresses support for any future legislation that might allow citizens to weigh in. Commissioners also affirmed support for nuclear projects under Wyoming law. New language also requires companies to be legally and financially accountable for environmental impacts and encourages them to notify the commission early when exploring projects. Industry leaders and residents voice concerns that unclear wording could affect major local sectors or appear anti-nuclear to potential investors. Commissioners stress the resolution is not directed at BWXT, currently the only nuclear-related proposal in the county, and noted the company does not handle high-level waste. Board members urge the public to stay engaged and communicate with state lawmakers as national discussions on long-term waste storage continue. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.